The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. There's an interesting thing going on social media. I guess it was on Snapchat that this first came up was Kim Zolciak.
Yeah.
You know who she is, right, Megan?
From The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's the one. She's from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And she has her own show now, Don't Be Tardy.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, based on Don't Be Tardy for the Party, which was her mega hit.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you want to call it?
All right, maybe not a mega hit.
All right.
Anyway, she posted on Snapchat, if you have a kid and you send them to school, you know that they always do this thing, like for Father's Day or Mother's Day or just whatever. The teacher gives them a list of like a little form to fill out about their dad or their mom.
Right.
And we know I have a couple of them at my house somewhere in a shoebox. Her son, Cash, who's 4 years old, it's Cash with a K, by the way.
So that's a cool name.
Yeah, well, because it goes with Kim and
got it.
And
Kardashians.
Croy. Right. Croy is her husband. He used to play for the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh.
Until they cut him. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, they cut him, and the next year they went to the Super Bowl.
Seems like a good move, huh?
Anyway, it worked out well for them.
Yeah.
So Cash goes to school, and they give him a little form to fill out about his dad, Croy.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, how old is your dad? And he wrote 51, which I don't think is accurate.
I was going to say 51.
I think he
was playing football last year. No,
I'm pretty sure he's like 29, 30.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, how kids are. That's the thing. It's like you're not supposed to – the teacher gives the kid the thing, and they answer it, and you're not supposed to intersperse your opinions at all.
Oh, okay.
Like you're just supposed to say, how old's your daddy? And they go, 51. And the teacher just laughs and writes it down.
Okay.
Then it says, my daddy's favorite thing to do in the whole world is ride his four-wheeler.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
His favorite food is steak. His favorite drink is Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
His job is to play football, or at least it was at one point.
Not so much.
No, I think he moved to Buffalo, but then I think they cut him too.
Okay.
And then this is the part where it gets kind of sketchy. The last sentence is, I love him because blank, okay? And four-year-old Cash wrote, I love him because he lets me hold his real gun. Okay.
Wow.
And Kim Zolciak took a picture of this and wrote, I heart this, and put it on Snapchat. And then, of course, everybody and their mother just was like, oh, my God, how are you letting a four-year-old hold a real gun?
Well, seriously, how are you?
Well, I mean, I guess you just say, here, hold daddy's gun. I don't think it was loaded or anything. At least I hope not.
I know, but still, like, if he thinks it's cool, he's going to go grab it one day when it might be loaded, and then that's really bad.
Well, a lot of people say that the earlier you can familiarize your kids with guns, the safer they will be as adults. Kind of like, you know, with alcohol. If you get your kids drinking when they're six, they won't binge drink when they go to college.
Is that the rule?
I mean, that's, you know, supposedly.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that.
I was asking people on my Facebook page, when's the first time you held a real gun? And people were like 5, 6, 7. You know, I went hunting with my dad. I got my first rifle when I was 6. Went out and shot me a burr. Something like that.
I don't know. It's so weird to me because I feel like he obviously thinks this is what stands out in his head as the coolest thing about his dad.
Coolest thing about his dad.
So like that's kind of scary to me because then I feel like he's going to be like, oh, what if he just leaves it around somewhere and he like goes to touch it because he thinks it's cool and he's allowed to. He thinks he's allowed to touch it.
I mean, again, I hope they don't just leave it around loaded. I'm pretty sure. I'm hoping it's like locked up in a safe.
I'm sure they do, but still, I don't know. That just like rubs me the wrong way.
I mean, she has a vault for all of her Louis Vuitton bags. She keeps all those locked up. I'm pretty sure he's keeping his gun. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Is it bad to let a four-year-old hold a gun? And how old were you when you first held your daddy's gun? Or your mommy's gun? I mean, we don't want to be sexist.
Come on, man.
It could be your mommy's gun, too. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, how are you? Kim Zolciak and her husband, Croy, let their four-year-old hold a real gun. What do you think about that?
I don't think it's a bad thing. Personally, I held a gun when I was about 5. My parents always taught me the difference between, hey, don't touch that gun when I'm not around, and I respected that.
Right.
And I think from that experience, me holding the gun when I was 5, they bought me a BB gun when I was 5, too.
They bought you a BB gun when you were 5?
Yeah, they always put it up in their room, and I could only get it when they gave it to me.
Yeah.
And I killed my first bird when I was, like, 6. So that's just my personal opinion.
Did you say bear or bird?
Bird.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, when you shot a bear when you were six, that's like Davy Crockett.
No.
All right. Well, that's cool.
I think it's okay thing for four-year-olds to hold a gun as long as he's supervised.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I didn't get a BB gun until I was 12.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then I accidentally...
What did you shoot with it?
I had my hand.
It doesn't surprise me at
Ashley,
all.
Ashley from Yulee.
Hey, I have a three-year-old and a six-year-old daughter, both girls. My six-year-old has kind of had some sort of training, in a sense. We both have taught her that if she sees a gun, to go tell an adult, but we keep our stuff locked up to begin with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We were both raised around weapons because we were both military children.
Yeah.
And I'm also a certified civilian marksmanship expert. So it's not like it's a huge issue. You just got to teach your kids how to not do things.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully they are.
Yeah, so two questions. Has your daughter or your kids, either of them, actually ever held your gun?
No, we don't let them touch them.
You don't let them touch them, okay.
For that reason, but they've seen them. But we keep, like I said, we keep them locked up. We spent the money on a good safe for a reason.
No, yeah, that's good.
People with their kind of money are smart enough to have a safe because their house is eventually going to get broken into.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, and I feel like you definitely should keep your guns locked up in a safe because that is one of the things that robbers will go for first. Also, can I ask you, do your kids know that mommy's like a sniper?
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
Years ago.
So oh, you did? Oh, you did.
Anymore.
Oh, okay. All right.
I still have my certification. I just don't do it.
You just don't do it.
I don't have time.
No, I know. It's
yeah, you're a mom now.
Yeah. You got two kids. Who's got time for shooting?
Hey. Full-time job in school. No time.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Yeah, those were the days. those were the days. I remember partying with my girlfriends, going to the beach, shooting
it up
from 1,000 yards out. Man, I miss those. I miss those days, lining up my sight.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.